What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You can only pick one because it does feel like the Warriors have unfinished business, whether that means via trades. And you know what? I'll back off. I'll allow the Kuminga trade.
Oh.
I'll allow that to be a blockbuster for people because of the name recognition.
Well, maybe
it
could be a part of one, right?
Sure. No.
And if you have an idea, we'd love to hear it. 888-957-957.
But the Giants haven't been to the playoffs. Yeah. But twice in 11 years, 12 years.
I know.
You know, and I do think they're closer than we want to give them credit for. They got a lot of really good pieces. If I gave them one splash centerpiece guy right now during this 12-week span before the NFL starts, couldn't they just capture your attention as a Bay Area fan? Couldn't the Giants, with no one playing games but them right now and the Valkyries, couldn't they kind of just go to the forefront of your thoughts every single day?
Yeah, they would. But what's the name?
I don't know the name.
We don't know the name. See, I think that's part of it, why people are most people, and again, we are the home of the Golden State Warriors. We love our Warriors here, and it's fresh in our minds that their season just ended in the playoffs, and now there's this shiny name out there, Giannis.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Greek Freak. He's got the name attached. Name recognition. He is a physical specimen. When you see him, he's smiling. He's funny. He's everywhere. He's on a bunch of ads. Like, you know Giannis. When it comes to baseball right now, the only people I know of right now, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. That's and I know I'm not getting either of those guys. You know why? Because I tried to, and we failed. So going for a trade now, is it Vlad Jr.? Well, he just got re-signed. Okay. Well, he's not out there. Bobby Witt? No, he's locked
Let's
up.
Just call it player X.
Okay.
In both scenarios.
But, I'm just going through the list of emotions.
I hear you. Yes. But the Giants right now are better than where the Warriors were when they made the deal for Jimmy Butler.
Ooh.
Right? In terms of standing?
In terms of standings, yes, I would agree on
now,
that.
Now, because of Steph Curry, you're always going to go, well, a Steph Curry team.
Right.
You know, it's like having one in the chamber, right? As we say, it's bad analogy. I know we're not supposed to talk about guns.
That's
but,
fine.
You know, one in the chamber, right? Yeah. But the Giants, like Adamas, Chapman, they do have some veterans that are ready to win now.
Yes, they do. And they got some young pieces that you can be excited about right now. In the pitching and in your lineup with Elliot Ramos and Jung Hooley. By the way, coming up today, 4 o'clock, Valkyries take on the New York Liberty, the defending champs. And you can hear that game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app. It's free. Search Valkyries. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones on the call. And we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously prudent, safe. So we got some calls here, Joe. You want to go to them?
I do want to hear from them. And if you're interested, I would love to hear from you. Like all these people that are in our YouTube chat, I appreciate you. I see, you know, 35 votes already in the YouTube chat regarding which team would you like to see.
What's the percentage?
Right now, it looks like the Warriors are at 69% and the Giants are at 31%.
That's about right. 70-30, I think. That seems realistic.
But that surprises me.
Why?
Because the Warriors are closer. They just got Jimmy. Didn't we all love Jimmy?
Yeah. Well, I did. Oh, I loved him.
Let's hear from the audience. All these people that want to text and chat, I appreciate you. This is your chance to be a radio host. Like, come in with a take. Giants or Warriors, you get one of them to make a blockbuster deal. Who is it and why?
J-Dub, Union City. Who you take? Hey, J-Dub, Warriors or Giants? Who needs to make that big deal right now?
Hey, fellas, good morning. I would say, first off, in terms of this, it's a no-brainer. It's the Warriors. Mm. And for a lot of reasons. I think, Shasky, you actually, I know you were kind of making an argument against it, but you made your argument for it. The Warriors are closer. So what do you have to do to get over that hump is you have to make that move. And also, I feel like, and obviously, you know this better than I do, right? Being a big-time Giants fan as you are, it's that when the Giants, when they make things happen, they kind of make it happen on their own. Right, they grow their own. They through their farm system and their pitching and things like that. Now, I'll easier for the Giants to make that blockbuster move. But I think the Warriors need to do it more.
That's J-Dub, Union City, and let's clarify here. We're talking about blockbuster trade. Which one of these teams, the Giants or the Warriors, you can only pick one, needs to make that blockbuster trade? Blockbuster means one thing, Carter, Sam, Joe. There's big names involved.
Yes.
There has to be big names involved in this. And yes, Kuminga could be part of it, a sign and trade to get someone else in return. I do think it would be blockbuster would be something along the lines of a three-team trade and you give up Kuminga and you get a player. Like, let's say I would consider a Drew Holiday type. If you got Drew Holiday,
there's name recognition.
That is name recognition, and I think that would be a blockbuster type of trade.
Would the Steven Jackson, Al Harrington trade, would that be considered a
Absolutely, it was a blockbuster.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you gave away Troy Murphy and Mike Dunleavy, and I know now it's like, well, come on, are you kidding me? Warrior fans at one point thought they were the future.
Here's Dave Fleming. I'm going to play the soundbite real quick for everyone. 888-957-9570.
I'm really disappointed that we haven't gotten more calls from people. We all want to love the transaction, and the Giants are failing to hit with runners in scoring position right now. They're failing to execute. They clearly need a bopper in the middle of their lineup. The Warriors, like, anytime we utter the name Steph Curry, the lines light up.
Yes.
And you now you have an opportunity to make one blockbuster move for one of the team. It's one or the other. You can't do both. And crickets?
Dave Fleming says the Giants need a foundational bat right now.
It's just really hard to find that type of player in a trade mid-year. That's like true. You can do what, you know, you can do what the Padres did and give up your whole farm system for Juan Soto in the rare instance that somebody like that becomes available. You know, I'm trying to think about, I guess it's possible if things really go sideways with the Red Sox that Rafi Devers, you know, just because of, you know, a difference of philosophy, maybe he's a guy who would become available. But other than that, I'm just thinking like of the teams that are really struggling, that are out of it, that are going to be sellers, Miami, Colorado, Pittsburgh. Are there, is there a foundational offensive player on those rosters? I don't think so. And so but because I do agree with you, like that is the missing piece for this Giants team. They have a lot of really good, solid position players, but they do need somebody to drive the bus.
And that's Dave Fleming, voice of the San Francisco Giants, who knows his stuff. And that's a name right there. We're talking about name recognition. That would be one I'd be very excited.
He's 28 years old. Yep. He's got 212 home runs.
Won a World Series.
I mean, he's a stud.
He's batting 287, 12 jacks, 50 RBI, 62 hits.
And he's the left-handed power bat that you've been like dying for. Now, here's the problem. He's frustrated because he wants to play in the field. He doesn't want to move from third base because he played third base the last couple of years. But, I mean, if you got Chapman there, I know they have Bregman in Boston right now. That's who they brought in, and it frustrated him.
Listen, you know what, Matt Chapman? I trust you anywhere on the field, and if it means I'm getting Rafael Devers and appeasing him.
For moving him for a little bit?
Moving for a little bit.
I mean, I'm open to it. If A-Rod can move from short to third.
Exactly, which was a joke, by the way.
Right?
Yeah. So, but he played ball, right?
And it sounds absurd because you don't want to move one of the, you know, the best defensive players at the position
right.
In the game, but you do it for the bat.
Exactly. So that's making the case for the Giants to go after a big bat. That's Dave Fleming saying, one of the voices of the Giants, our Giants insider, saying they need a foundational bat in that lineup. Someone that strikes fear in the opposing lineup. I know Stephen Curry strikes fear still in the opposing teams, fan bases, and the other players. I know that. I don't think Jimmy did. I don't think Jimmy Butler still has that fear factor of playoff Jimmy after this go-around. He just doesn't.
But doesn't, like, right now, if I say blockbuster trade, I think most people are putting Butler or Dre
yes.
in one of those deals. So I think how you answer this question tells me how confident you are in the Steph Dre Butler equation.
Absolutely. KC's in San Jose, 888-957-9570. Who needs to make a bigger blockbuster trade right now? Is it the Giants or the Warriors? Good morning, KC.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so for me, it's the Warriors simply because of the ownership group of two teams. One is always willing to go all in, explore all options. The other one couldn't give a third year to Pete Alonso this year to bring him in. So I agree with the previous caller. Giants, do it your old-fashioned way. Develop some pitchers. Get some defense. Because, guys, let's face it, Jung Hoo Lee is great, but we have to pay him $113 million. That a fourth round or a third round pick that you can develop should be able to do for you as a 23, 24-year-old.
Isn't that sad?
So the Warriors are closer.
Yeah, but KC, isn't it sad what you're saying? Like, we've really, Giants fans, baseball made this market on Sports Talk. And Giants fans are already like, nah, you know, they're not going to deal for anybody. It's Buster. Buster's made some big moves. We really are just giving up on this team? Is that what we're doing? We can't raise the standard? We can't demand more?
Joe, I'm not giving up on the Giants. I'm giving up, as my first point, it's the ownership. They drive the bus, man. Lacob, he has his faults, but I trust Lacob way more than I trust the Giants.
So this is about trust. Okay, well then what if the Giants did make the big bold trade for Bat X, player, superstar, 35 home run a night guy, you plop in the 3 or 4 hole. Like, wouldn't that change your outlook on being a Giants fan instantaneously?
Once you move off from hypotheticals, sure. But for now, they're all hypotheticals, man. Okay. And they haven't done it. Warriors just did it 2 months ago.
KC and San Jose, let me clarify.
That just makes me sad.
It's who needs to make a bigger trade right now.
Not who do you trust.
Not who do you trust, who will. Who needs to? And I absolutely think it's the San Francisco Giants, as you've alluded to. Like, they have something right now going on. I'm not saying special, because that's early. But something about this team has shifted.
They got a good base.
Larry Bear said it, the team president for the Giants early on the season. Hey, don't be a stranger. Well, we haven't been a stranger to the ballpark. People have been showing up.
Uh-huh.
When people are showing up, on Mondays and Tuesdays against, you know, the Colorado Rockies of the world, that tells me people are interested in this team, because that wasn't the case the last few years. So something has shifted in the fans' minds. So capturing that would be massive for me, and being able to have those fans stick with me June, July, August, getting me all the way through the dog days of August, right, through September. And maybe if this team's hanging around, you'll start feeling that playoff atmosphere again that we so desperately miss at Oracle Park. And a Rafael Devers, if that's the name that Dave Fleming alluded to, hey, if he's out there, yeah, I do think that is a big boy in the lineup. Now, not that he's going to be, you know, the Joe Schmoes of the world down on the street that say, hey, Rafa Devers, are you doing anything? Who, like, there's only so many people like in baseball in general. He's a guy that hits home runs, and a guy that when you see him out there and he's next to Adamas, Chapman, Ramos, Lee, all of a sudden it feels like that could be the missing piece for a lineup that could go deep, because I got the pitching. I know I got the pitching. Robbie Ray, Cy Young winner. Logan Webb, always in the Cy Young conversation, right? We got some young guys potentially. Birdsong, we'll see. Roop, he's been pretty solid this year. We'll see as the season goes on. He's been pretty solid. Verlander, he's older, dealing with a pec injury. I don't know what I'm going to get, but he's been pretty good, pretty solid, good to solid this season. And the bullpen's been great. I have a lot of faith in the bullpen. By the way, Camilo Duvall, now named the starter after yesterday, closer, Ryan Walker pushed him aside. We've been talking about that. You've been talking about it.
Yeah.
Camilo Duvall, now the starter going forward. So we'll see.
Closer.
God, I keep saying starters. So I don't know.
It's going to start closing games.
No, I'm thinking of Farhan when I go to the starters, right? I'm going back to the
opener.
The openers,
John Brebbia, who played yesterday and started a zillion games, only to pitch one inning.
Thank you, John Brebbia. Rival is Gabe Kapler, as we were alluding to yesterday.
It's crazy to me, because I think a lot of Warrior fans really thought, and I was one of them, that, hey, that team might win a championship. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry at one point during that run. And then if you're answering yes to the Warriors right now, what does that say about that trio? Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler.
It means you're not sold on them. That means you're not sold on them.
Is that because they're not sold on them, or is that because they don't think that age group and that team can get through this team, Oklahoma City?
Correct. That, you just answered the question right there. They don't think that they could hang with the young dogs and the young pups that are in the Western Conference now. But I would argue you did in the first round. Was that not like the youngest team in the playoffs, the Houston Rockets?
Yeah, but they don't have that individual ISO score like Shea. I mean, he's the MVP of the league.
He is the MVP of the league. And again, I would have been very curious to see how they matched up with them. And I do think the fact that, you know, the hope is a hell of a drug, right? And it could be the worst thing ever for a fan base, because you lost Steph in game one, and then you'll always have that what-if scenario. Well, you know, we had the BPA yesterday. Yeah, Palo Alto seems to think, hey, we would have beaten the T-Wolves. I don't know. You might have been able to beat you beat the T-Wolves.
I mean, Julius Randle only looked like Charles Barkley against prime Charles against Draymond Green. But other than that,
but I'll say that he did look like that against the Lakers too. Against LeBron, Luke, Austin Reeves, all that. Not to say that they're like a stalwart defensively.
Well, then
they're
turned into the pumpkin.
He did, but that's what happens in the playoffs. Fred VanVleet turned into a god against the Warriors from the three-point line at one point. He couldn't hit anything prior to those first couple games. So, things could be different. But I say all that to say, had Steph not gotten hurt and maybe they just lose to the T-Wolves, just straight up with everyone healthy, quote-unquote, maybe I'd believe you more maybe you go after a Giannis, because clearly it didn't work against the T-Wolves, and then the T-Wolves were a step below the Thunder if you're just using that equation. But we don't know how it looks. So I'm willing to roll the dice and kind of see where this team goes from the start of a regular season with a full offseason program, with all these guys being together. I'm very curious to see how this unfolds. 888-957-9570.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.